Wisconsin's governor is rolling out the red carpet to businesses in Illinois. Just hours after the Illinois legislature approves a 66% personal income tax hike to balance its $13 billion budget deficit, Governor Scott Walker invites businesses to set up shop in Wisconsin. He says a 46% corporate income tax increase is a jobs killer for Illinois, but an incentive for businesses to relocate here.
While Springfield is looking to balance their budget by excessive increases in taxes on both employers and individuals, we're sending a message early in the days in office that we're looking to cut taxes and reduce the overall tax burden on individuals and employers long-term as part of our budget and subsequent actions.
Walker says Wisconsin is open for business. And to contrast our neighbors to the south, he says Wisconsin is lowering taxes and reforming the regulatory and litigation climate, while Illinois is heading in the opposite direction. However, even with the spikes, Illinois' flat rate, up from 3% to 5%, is still lower than Wisconsin, whose top rate is 7.75%. Walker defends his position, saying it's important for businesses to assess the current situation and future trend.
The Illinois politicians have made a clear indication that they're looking to not solve their budget crisis by getting spending under control, but by taxing. And I think evidence has shown us in Illinois and in other parts of the country that without making tough decisions, in a year or 2 years, they're going to come back and have to raise taxes again. In contrast, we're sending a very clear message, as I did on the day of the inauguration, that we will not balance our budget with a tax increase.
Walker has also promised to give businesses new to the state a 2-year reprieve from corporate income taxes if they stay here at least 10 years. The governor says a handful of businesses from Illinois have already been in contact with his office and with the Commerce Department. Jackie Johnson, Wisconsin Radio Network.